So before we talk about the wedding feast, we have to remember what Jesus was doing beforehand. Remember, he was busy recruiting his friends. He was creating his inner circle. He was hanging out with fishermen and telling them to leave their nets and come after him. They became his band of followers, his core leadership team. So I suppose you could imagine Jesus showing up with a dozen or so people at a wedding feast. No wonder they were running out of wine. But what happens? He's at the wedding feast. His parents are at the wedding feast. His friends and followers are all with him. And you can imagine everyone's having a good time. That's what weddings are about, having a happy time and celebrating. And so there was drinking of lots of wine. And then word gets to Mary that they're almost out of wine. And she goes to Jesus and says, "They have no more wine. Help them." And he says, "Me? Not now. You sure?" And you could imagine the look on her face when he said no. But Mary's persistent, isn't she? She says to the waiters, "Do what he tells you. Do what he tells you." She knew he could make a difference. She knew he had the power to act. And Jesus then responds with compassion. He saves the wedding family from great embarrassment. A crisis becomes a clapped act. Better wine. Jesus does something different. There is a transformation. There's a radical change. Because of Jesus' words, because of his actions. The celebration is saved, the rejoicing continues. So here's the important question. How have we been changed by the words of Jesus? How have we been changed by the words of Jesus? Mary says to the waiters, "Do what he tells you." Listen to his words. She called him to action. And Jesus creates a better wine. A big embarrassment becomes a grand moment of style and class. Jesus flips the script. A cheap wine is what would have been expected. But now he brings a classier wine, a better wine. Jesus' actions flipped the script. He made the situation not just better, but special. He saved the family from looking bad, from gossip, from rumors, from finger pointing. Look at the style. Look at the class. Look at the wisdom. Look at the forward thinking by Jesus. A better wine is delivered. So let us remember why we come to Mass. Why we come to listen to Jesus. Why we come to receive Jesus. We come to be flipped. We come to be changed. We come to be saved. When we receive Jesus, we are turned from being selfish to being servants. We are turned from sin toward salvation. We are turned from takers to being givers. We are here to be changed. We are here to be saved. We come to be energized by our Savior. We come to listen to Jesus, who calls us and shows us today how to live and how to love differently. Today we learn again how to help and how to give and how to sacrifice and how to serve. Today we see Jesus being called to action, called to make a difference, called to serve in a time of great need. Jesus' actions brings grace and blessing to the wedding family. So today let us remember when we come to Jesus, when we receive Jesus, when we take his words to heart, it is to be touched, it is to be changed, it is to be empowered, to do good, to give help, to bring grace, to practice love. Today we see Jesus called to action. We see his loving response. And so let us pray that we may be open to the call of Jesus, the call to action, the call to service, the call to sacrifice. Let us pray that we may have the courage to act in love, to act in the Spirit of Jesus, to serve those most in need. Let us pray that we may have the courage to flip the script and to serve with compassion in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen.